Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 35 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 31 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
KDOP, call CQ, standing by.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 37 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Vibra 838, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees.
All right, can you get us to the air, WFSM?
Macon, Genesee County Radio.
I don't know if he can, but I can, and A-D-U-I-U.
Yeah, don't need that. Keep it SWR, keep it SWR, WSM.
Macon, Genesee County Radio great again. W-A-C-M-N, Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 50 degrees.
Which gate uniform, Delta X-ray, just checking access.
W-8-C-M-N, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 51 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W-8-C-M-N, repeater Flint. Vibra 838, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny, 53 degrees. Macon, Genesee County Radio great again. W-8-C-M-N, Flint.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking 3 seconds to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner, please call.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu, weak readable, thanks for checking in, Mike.
Roger, I have you the same.
KE4ZYQ.
KE4 station, again, someone tuned up on you.
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Roger, I have you checked in, your number 14. We'll start the net here in just a few minutes, over.
I got a lot of noise over here. I got a signal 8 noise level, KE4ZYQ.
KD9 2 6. Whiskey Delta 8, you're on the call on Sierra Alpha, Kent County, you're weak, barely readable, over.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform, Sierra Alpha, I have you good readable, over.
Say again, you dropped out of my noise floor, over.
I have you good readable, over, good readable.
Wow, that's incredible. I can barely one way propagation. Show me log 10, thank you, out.
KB8SWR, you're good readable into the remote, press KB8SWR.
Kilo Bravo 80, Whiskey Romeo, thanks for checking in this afternoon, Jeff. This is KB8RHB, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service 4Net. Please call.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, no traffic.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, I have you loud and clear this afternoon. Thanks for checking in, Doc.
GYU, no traffic and just listening.
The station pending in uniform, you cut off. Please give me your call again, over.
Yankee 8, Golf Yankee Uniform.
Was that November Charlie 8, Golf Yankee Uniform, over?
Negative, negative. Nancy 8, Golf Yankee Uniform. N8GYU. Got it?
Roger, November 8, Golf Yankee Uniform. Thank you.
It's just an in and out, so I'm, even if you're not going, you can give me a write on it, and I'll stand by and listen for about five more minutes. N8GYU, clear.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, Yankee Control Station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service 4Net. This match meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AuxCom in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting the public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Now, regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KD8RHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, 18 stations, by the way, I have the following stations listed. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, Whiskey 8, Papa, Victor Papa, Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra, November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray, November 8, November Oscar Romeo, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo in and out, November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Whiskey Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo, Lima. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra, Whiskey, Romeo. Kilo Bravo 9er, India, Alpha, Romeo. And November 8, Golf, Yankee, Uniform. These stations be not checked in again, but other stations for the net, please call.
Whiskey, Charlie, Oscar, Echo, Echo, here we go.
I had a double. I copied November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. The other station calling, please try again, over. November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. Are you in and out or you have comments? Over.
We're in and out today, Brian.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Go ahead with your comments, man.
All right, good afternoon, everybody out on the net. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Thank you guys for taking me. And by the way, I just was told I'm going to be short time this afternoon, so I'll have to make this brief. And thanks for everyone who was able to make it to Interop last week. It was great to see all you folks. They had some interesting challenges because of those, I guess. The federal folks had to stay behind, and so therefore their presentations were all done virtually. The crew that they brought in to help to run audio-visual for the conference did a great job of bringing that all together, though, making it happen. Coming up this week, let's see, tomorrow evening is the spring exercise planning, so for DECs and for our planning team, we're getting together on Zoom to work on that. Wednesday, a couple of things, the Interoperability Board meets their quarterly meeting on Wednesday afternoon, and then in the evening is Region 5 OXCOM subcommittee meeting, that's part of the rec, right? And that'll be on Zoom. Thursday afternoon is the Rec League co-chair meeting. That's a planning meeting that gets ready for the Rec League itself that's later in the month. And then finally, Friday begins Cobalt Magna 25. That is going to run for 1 week. It's a big exercise that involves the state, Ohio, Indiana, some locations over in Ontario as well. We'll be all participating in various fashions. From an OXCOM perspective, we'll be participating on the 18th, but the exercise itself starts proper on this coming Friday. With that, I hope everybody enjoys the weather we're having. I think it's going to warm up a little bit. Stay warm, stay dry, stay healthy, and stay safe. QLAC Lake, Delta Oscar November, back to net.
All right, very good, Max. Thanks for checking in this afternoon and your comments. It was good seeing you this past week. So, yeah, thanks again. All right, we'll get started with the list here. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, go ahead, Jim.
KERSB the net. This is KJBD. The name is Jim, ECRF, Washtenaw County. Well, let's see. We're getting sort of cranked up for the convective weather season. We've had some interesting tests last Sunday where we turned off a repeater and had people do a stem flex. That's always a good thing to practice. On Tuesday coming up, myself and my AEC is getting together, setting up plans for the next couple of months, make sure we got everything going well, or at least as well as we can get it going. On Saturday, we will have our county National Weather Service Skywarn class. That'll be nice. Everybody that attends that in person gets a Washtenaw County Skywarn ID. Makes my life simpler when it comes to running the Skywarn net and recording that. But if anybody's been to a Zoom or tested another county, they just need to let me know, and they're in and ready to contribute to the process there. We have permission to activate the Washtenaw County EOC for Cobalt Magnet on the 18th. We'll be starting that and looking forward to participating in that and supporting Monroe and Wayne County. So that's pretty much the high level of what we got going on here. Enjoying the weather. Nice dog walk today. That we both of us enjoyed that. So with that, thanks for running the net, bud. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right. Very good, Jim. Thanks for your comments. Good to hear. You got a spotter training coming up. We have ours coming up at the end of the month. There's a couple other in District 5, too, over the next few weeks. So definitely looking forward to that. All right, next on the list, Whiskey 8, Papa, Victor Papa. Go ahead and do your comments.
This is Whiskey 8, Papa, Victor Papa. First of all, I want to apologize for, I've been trying for quite a few months now to get online, but I finally got an antenna that works. For the most part, even though there's quite a bit of static, I can at least make everything out of what's being said. So, my name is Pete, and I am the EC for Iosco County EOC. Not a whole lot in the plans right now, but with the springtime coming pretty soon, I'll be working along with my fellow ECs and as well as the emergency management to start getting some activity going on. This is Whiskey 8, Papa, Victor Papa. We're back to net control.
All right, very good, Pete. Glad to have you on board, for sure. Thanks again for checking in. We're here every Sunday, so hope to hear you next week if you can. All right, next on the list, Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra.
CW5AS, my name's Chip. I am located in Menominee, Michigan, about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Signals downstate for the most part are weak but readable. And there's not much more on up there as far as Aries ratios go. It's still more or less snow season. I think that we'll probably have one more heavy snow before spring even comes. That is one thing to keep in mind for next month, and I'll see where it goes from there. I'll head back to net control, KW5AS.
All right, very good, Skip. Thanks for checking in. Still had a good good signal on you down here in the southern part of the state. We'll take one more, and then I'll do a quick standby. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Go ahead with your comments.
All right, you got a little interference from here and there, but everything's going good. Nothing new here. Got to go outside and enjoy a little bit of the outside, but I had to come in for the net, so this gets gets over with. I'll go back outside and continue with my my task with my grandchildren that are here. But thanks for being there. I'm listening. And it'll be you.
And it'll be you. Thanks again. And everything you do. I really appreciate it. All right, we're going to quick standby. This is Kilo Delta Romeo Hotel Bravo. Is there anyone wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call.
November X-ray, Zero Hotel, John, District 2 EC, and X-0H.
Well, good afternoon, John. Glad to have you aboard. This is KD8RHB, net control. Anyone else, please call. Nothing heard. Back to the list. Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor Foxtrot. Go ahead and read your comments.
This is KC8YVF, BC for Saginaw County. Just a couple of things. Last Thursday, we did our most recent Aries training. That turned out very well. That one was on logging and record keeping, so with upcoming Skywarn events and things like that, to refresh everybody on what they should be logging, what type of information, and what forms and things like that that they should be using. Also, last Wednesday, we did a tabletop exercise for Saginaw County in preparation for the May functional exercise for the MBS International Airport. FAA requires the airports every 3 years to do a functional exercise, so this was in preparation for that event. And some good news at least in there. We had a change of ownership of one of our local hospitals, and during that time they had removed the ham radio station out of the hospital when the management found out that the bean counters basically decided they didn't want to put it in. Well, the hospital got bought again, and I met with the new person for the emergency service side of it, and wants us back into the hospital. So we'll be working with the local hospital officials and that, and the maintenance crew to get the equipment back into that hospital. So hopefully in a very short time, we'll have both hospitals in Saginaw with a man or with a station in the ER wing of the hospital for emergency communications. Let me break them on the link side. So from that event, I've been talking with local emergency manager and our local ambulance company, MMR, about getting updated computers for our various installations. And I'm pleased to announce that the MMR folks that have always helped us out have donated new computers for our communications trailer. These are hardened computers. They are the GTAC 2-in-1 type of computers. Very nice computers. Even though they're old to them, they are new to us. These are i5 type of computers, much more modern than what we've been running in the communications trailer. They're also supplying many computers for our 911 radio room. So I picked up two of those and two new monitors from them just on Friday, and they're in the process of putting together three more computers for me so that we'll be able to replace all of the 15-year-old computers that we currently have at our 911 radio room with i5 computers with 16 gig of RAM, solid-state hard drives, so they will be boot much, much quicker than what we have in there right now. So grateful for the donations from MMR and coordination through our local emergency management for getting us back into the other hospital here. So we are good to go at this point. Looking forward to the May exercise on the 7th as well. More on that later. KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Lots going on. Yeah, donations, that's great. Good to use that. That's always good. And I'm sure you guys will put those to good use. All right, next on the list, Whiskey, Delta 8, Alpha, X-ray, Bravo. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, somebody's keying up on the frequency. Weird how 3932 can get crowded on both sides of the frequency, and we've been here, I think since I was in college back in the early 80s. Well, good to hear you, Brett, and nice to have such a nice big check-in. Don't have much to report regarding ham radio. Yesterday, worked with a ham radio friend of mine, and we're restoring some vintage equipment. Sometimes it's test equipment, and sometimes it's actually communications equipment. So looking forward to more Saturdays working on the vintage tube equipment. Let's see here. Supposedly this Wednesday would be a meeting of the Kalamazoo Racies group, but I haven't heard if that's going to happen or not. Things have definitely been in a state of flux since last summer, as you well know. So back to you, Brett, and I'll be standing by from WD8AXB. Over.
Very good, Charlie. Thank you for checking in this afternoon and your comments. Good to hear you again. All right. Next on the list, November 8th, November Oscar Romeo.
Good evening. This is NANOR. Running here at 10. I'm in Portage, Michigan. I don't know how my audio output is sounding today. I'm having some issues with my southern power, so hopefully I can find out what's going on. So I'll turn it back to you, Brett. This is down 8 NOR.
All right. You were a little light, but I was able to copy you without any issue at all. So thanks for checking in this afternoon. Always good to have you on. November 8th, Sierra, Bravo Echo.
Yeah, this is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, and we don't have a whole lot going on this end other than the fact that I was having a hard time copying net control, so I've been listening to him through a Michigan FDR, and everybody there is very good readable here on that FDR, but there's about a 1 or 2 second delay, the latency of the FDR, I think, in the internet. But other than that, we're doing okay. Looks like good weather coming this week, so maybe we'll get out and do some antenna work and whatever else needs to be done. So back to NAT, N8FBE.
All right, N8FBE, thanks for checking in this afternoon and your comments. Glad you're able to hear me on the FDR. I do that myself from time to time. It does help quite a bit. So thanks again for checking in. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo Lima, Quentin.
Were you calling TQG or TKL?
What were your comments?
Asian 4, ZYQ, net control.
Net control,
I'm receiving you on the Kilo Charlie 8 uniform, Mike Papa, and that repeater times out every 2.5-3 minutes, so if I got called on, I did not hear it. 84 ZYQ.
Roger. Yeah, you're up two more calls, so I'll be with you in just a minute. Over.
Relay.
Go ahead, Relay.
WBATKL did not copy you. He is up for comments, correct?
Roger.
Back to you, KJBD.
All right, KB8 RHB in the Michigan ALC. Now, this is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Name is Jay, located in Ypsilanti. Yeah, Brett, you just faded out. I heard the WB8T, and then I wasn't sure if you were going after Mike TQZ or myself, so I held back for a moment. Anyway, well, we survived the spring ahead time change. No real problem here being retired. It isn't like, I got to be up for a job or anything like that. We sleep when we're tired, and we're awake doing things when we're not. Anyway, got all the clocks reset, and everything's back to normal. And there was one of the repeaters that I maintained that its real-time clock doesn't know what date it's supposed to go and make the time change on. So that one I reset manually. About the only thing going on here today has been prepping some of the equipment that I'll be bringing out in a different vehicle this time for one of the Aero Radio Club's Aero Mobile Portable Team outings. I wanted to go and get the gear on board, get it tested and so forth, but this time, this month's AMP team outing will be on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, and we'll be going into Wayne County this time. Going to go into Livonia at Bien Park, Bravo India Echo November, Bien Park in Livonia. Real nice park. We've been there before. We worked one of the simulated emergency tests from that park in cahoots with the ARPSC in Wayne County. Anyway, we're going to invite them to participate with us, but the Aero Club does support Washtenaw County as well as Western Wayne County. So some of the guys were saying, hey, we don't ever see any outings in Wayne County. So we're going to try to satisfy that here in another week or so. Anywho, got a bunch of equipment ready to be stuffed into a new vehicle. I have to pop a few mag mounts on the roof, but I think we're ready to go. Should be fun, and we'll see, you guys will see some invites going out in the Wayne County, Monroe County, and Washtenaw County areas. With that, WB8 TKL, back to net. WB8 TKL,
Roger, you got
anything
on thanks for checking in this afternoon, Jay, and thanks for your comment. All right, next on the list, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango, Quebec Zulu. Go ahead, Mike.
After Brett, Canadian RHB and Michigan Air PSC, net WBTC, up here, Roger City, ECRO for Prescott County, and Max and MIP in there. Not much to report on the Oxcom front these days. Of course, today with the local time, 11 o'clock versus 10 o'clock Eastern. For the max, that theoretically propagation should have been halfway decent, but it was hard to tell since that was the only station on the net. I'd say though by this time next week we'd have a few more data points, and tonight we'll find out about MITM. So that's about all we have here. Back to you, WB18.
Very good, Mike. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you. Next on the list, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, net control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, coming through on the Mount Clements. Kilo Charlie 8, Uniform Mike Papa, repeater. And FYI, if it's needed for communication with the net and with emergency, this particular repeater seems to be timing out at least four times during the net. At least four times the TOT has knocked it off the frequency there, off the air. Just an FYI for net control, KE4ZYQ.
All right,
KE4ZYQ,
Quebec. Thank you for the information on that. The folks listening, they'll take note of that. All right. Next on the list, Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, good note, Brett. Just late afternoon to you, and good late afternoon to the net. I have a room for you, Whiskey at Charlie Oscar Papa Cliff. Last second that you had, wanted to check in, but you missed him. I think it was doubling. So that's Chris Whiskey at Charlie Oscar Papa. So you might want to add him to the list. Well, nice seeing you and KDSWR and everybody else at the Interop conference, and Max. And, boy, what an interesting conference. Again, it points out one of the biggest impediments to emergency services at work are other humans. And boy, the North Carolina with Hurricane Helene was a prime example. It was just amazing what all went on there. We can't fathom it unless you've been there. So a lot of good, interesting seminars. The vendors were fantastic. WinTAC is the latest up-and-coming thing, and I have that downloaded for my Mars work, and just fantastic. So the Interop conference was a fantastic event. Well, let's see, coming up on the 15th of this month is Red Cross Stations on the Air. I guess I've been informed that Red Cross Stations, Red Cross buildings that have amateur stations are going to be on the air. And again, that's March 15th, from 8 to 3, it is the operating period. So we'll be activating our brand new Red Cross chapter radio here for that. And of course, Cobalt Magna coming up, and then we have King County Skywatch training at the end of the month. So there's really a lot of things happening, and I got my DMR problem straightened out, and got the chapter club license all squared away for DMR, so that's done. So, boy, I tell you, just a ton of things to do, and again, Brett, nice seeing you again at the conference, and I wouldn't have recognized you, so thanks for actually coming up and tapping me on the shoulder and waking me up. At any rate, wish everybody a great day. Band's a little weak. Most stations are weak, but read a little or better. And I wish everybody a good afternoon. Back in that control. Over.
All right. This is TDRHP. Thanks for your comments, Joe. And yeah, it was great seeing you at the Interop Conference. Yeah, always had a great time talking with you and TDFWR and folks. And it was a good time. But yeah. And then thanks for the relay on Whiskey Charlie Oscar Papa. So I added them down there at the bottom of the list. But I'll get to them here in a few minutes. Thanks a lot, Joe. This is KDRHB, net control for Mission Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Next on the list, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good evening, Brett, and everybody in the net. Just out at a repeater site, training your repeater back working. Always something. Spent pretty much all weekend working on radio stuff. But it is what it is. Nice seeing you at Inter out there, Brett. Enjoyed the networking portion of see everybody again and all that. It was a good time. I think good things come out of that. Brett, I'm able to go. Thank you, Brett. Give me that stuff here.
Yeah, well, great seeing you, and always good to sit there and talk and look at some future plans and stuff like that. So yeah, good stuff. All right, next on the list, Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. You know, I'm hearing everybody. Everybody's readable. Some a little lighter. Yeah, not much going on here. I believe finally got a couple of problems resolved here, and the station should be in pretty good shape for a while. Can't think of much else. Back to that control. KD8RHB, KB9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. Always good to hear you. Thanks for checking in. Next, November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform. What are your comments? November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform. Bravo Delta, will you try November 8 Golf Uniform or Golf Yankee Uniform, over?
KDRHP will do. November 8 Golf Yankee Uniform. November 8 Golf Yankee Uniform. I heard you might be short time, but if you are still available, you are up for comments. This is KAJBD, assisting net control. KDRC, nothing heard. He did mention that he might be short term, so I think he's in and out. Back to you, KJBD.
Roger. Thanks, Jim. I didn't catch the short time, so thanks for the relay on that. All right. November 8 Hotel Echo was in and out. So November X-ray Oscar Hotel. Go ahead, John. November X-ray Zero Hotel, John? KJBD, will you try November X-ray Zero Hotel?
KRSP, roger, roger. November X-ray Oscar Hotel, November X-ray Oscar Hotel. You were up for comments, John. It's KJBD assisting net control. Connect 08, you're up for comment.
Connect 08,
KDNRAC, KJBD, nothing heard.
Roger by intercept. Thank you. Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa. You're up for comment.
W8COP, you're up, Chris. He must have secured a station. WD2SA, over.
Roger. Thank you. All right. Are there any other stations wanting to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call. All right. Nothing heard. Thanks, everyone, that's checked in this afternoon. Be safe. Enjoy the least downstate. Looks like we're having some warmer weather. Everyone enjoy that. And, again, be safe. This is KDRHB. The net is over. Out.
KDRHB, KJBD.
KJBD, go ahead.
I had 20 stations and 34 minutes. How about you?
Roger. Actually, I got 31 in the same time. Yes. I'm going to think the one that relayed by WDUSA was Whiskey Charlie Oscar Papa. Over.
Okay, got that. Yeah, I got cover intercept W8TOP, Chris.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Error 202.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie.
KCYVF, give it SWR. Give it SWR. Give it SWR. Give it SWR. Testing 1, 2. 46 and 75. Couldn't bring it up from here before. Sounds like it's working better. Give it SWR.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Uniform Delta X-ray, looking for November 8th, Delta X-ray. Whiskey 8 Uniform Delta X-ray, I think I stepped on you. Whiskey 8 Uniform Delta X-ray, looking for November 8th, Delta X-ray.
K-8,
testing. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Whiskey 8 Uniform Delta X-ray, looking for November 8th, Delta X-ray. Uniform Delta X-ray, looking for November 8th, Delta X-ray. All right, we'll try one more time. Whiskey 8 Uniform Delta X-ray, looking for November 8th, Delta X-ray at 50 watts.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 47 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Romeo, radio check.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 47 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 46 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint.